We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're welcome.
Mickey Mouse is racist. Did you ever do that thing where you look in the mirror and you say Bloody Mary three times?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And that's when I stopped believing in Santa Claus.
Because of Bloody Mary?
No. Oh. That's just when I realized everything they tell you is a lie.
That was my audition for any whistling parts that might be open.
Nice. You did a lot of whistle auditions?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
No, I'm just
you
kidding.
You don't have to lie.
What are you talking? I didn't think that would sound like a real thing, so I didn't
it does.
Think you would
I
ask.
Thought that sounded very for real.
I was just plugging myself for any talents people might see
That's
in me.
That's so funny. That's a good whistle you got, though.
Thank you. I think it's pretty on tune.
I have no whistle capabilities, so... I think that you should appreciate the gifts that you have. You got the Big Mac song.
I should whistle the Big Mac.
You got whistling and real whistle.
Okay, we have not been.
Right. Wait, you just have to play the video and he comes and sees you?
Yeah. Okay. So this chick's on her phone.
Camille, you got to do this challenge. I dare you.
And it's like this TikTok type video. You have to play the Steamboat Willie clip and do the whistle. And some loser jumps out and jump scares him.
Goofing around.
Let us know. Did you survive the Mickey Mouse challenge?
So Camille's like, all right, I guess I'll do it. And so she just plays this clip. And it's just the Steamboat Willie clip. But then it gets a little spooky-ooky at the end. And Steamboat Willie goes, rah.
He's choking the chicken.
Yeah. So it's just like Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, old school Mickey Mouse, like squeezing a bird friend. And the bird friend is like,
yeah, like this. Like when he's going to slingshot it.
Yeah. Well, it kind of looks like he's carrying him.
Yeah. Like under his arm.
Yeah. There's pots and pans in the back. Maybe he's about to cook them. It doesn't look as scary when you're looking at it like that. But when it's just suddenly.
She's quite shooketh.
She is. And then she's over it. And now she's whistling it. And now something's happening. What is that, Camille? She's at home alone. Why has she got her AirPods in? Bothering the neighbors? Maybe she got kids. You got a shadow of a gnarly-ass looking Mickey Mouse. He got a chunk out of his ear. Like he got in a fight. And then it's behind her. And then it's not behind her.
Oh, never mind that. Let me just answer my phone.
So did Sadie do the challenge? And is Sadie also being haunted by the mouse?
I just saw this weird shadow, but I'm going to go get naked and get in the bath. Ooh. That hand looked like really small. That was like a very small hand. It was like Mickey Mouse's hand, but it was like human. And it had like black on the arms and a white hand. But the hand looked like very small.
Okay, so Camille is in the bathtub under the water, just living her best life. And then we see the door opening and the whistle is whistling. But then Camille gets up and looks over the door and it's closed. And then she goes back under the water because that's how everybody takes a bath. Who bathes like this?
You can soap in your eyes.
Okay, so we are seeing an underwater shot. We see the bubbles and it's Camille's vantage point and we see the mouse looking over the tub at her. And then the hand comes to like push her down. And then she's looking up like, what the fuck, bro? And then that's the end.
That was really stupid.
So what the search term that we used was stupid horror films, horror shorts. And we got a stupid one. Yep. Good job. Yay.
Teamwork.
Wilfred is not paying attention to me. He's sleeping.
He eepy.
It's creepy, creepy baby bear.
Oh, it's just hungry. That was hungry.
Creepy baby bear.
These are all on ACM Official on YouTube.
I think it's AC Mofficial.
AC Mofficial.
It ain't seem official, but. Oh my God. Ugh. Okay, so we are watching a short horror film called Hungry by Aseem Official. And, ooh, this is way creepy looking.
You know Smile that's coming out? Mm-hmm. This guy's fucking scarier than Smile.
Really? They should have cast him in this movie and it would have been good, maybe.
I know.
Smile. Which, I wonder,
I do not like Smile.
I really hope that you don't like Smile. I didn't see the first one because I just could tell it's so fucking stupid.
It is creepy, the idea of like someone smiling at you, and it's like not like they're not hurting you, but they're just smiling at you. That is very creepy. But like, I didn't like it. I didn't find it that scary. I didn't think it looked that scary. And then also there's like this element of like, I didn't like the way they approached the self-harm issue. Like,
oh, I didn't know that was
they made it about mental illness, where I feel like you don't have to do that to like be like, oh, this thing makes people kill themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. In the first Smile in the trailers, you could tell it was that creepy extra smile. But now in these trailers for the second one, it's just regular people, regular smiling. And so I'm wondering if in the movie it's extra creepy smiles, but they didn't do it in the trailers because it's too creepy or what. But yeah,
I
was
feel
like
I might find it a little scarier if it looked less like regular CGI.
Yeah. I was thinking how it's hilarious. It's like in a world where men don't have to tell people to smile all the time because they're already doing it constantly. And they never stop, and everybody is happy with that. In a world where people just wake up smiling and go to bed smiling and never stop smiling, and they never have to be told to smile ever again. Is this what you wanted, patriarchy?
Hire us for our screenplay writing.
Oh, yeah. In a world where we got hired to write your screenplay.
Rob Schneider is a smile.
Oh my God, that Rab Schneider. Oh my God, it's so good. All right, this creepy motherfucker. I can't watch this. Okay, this is 4 minutes and 34 seconds long, and I can do it. Okay,
so we gotta, he's like, post a picture.
Just
of this
like
guy.
Hard like, smiling at this girl.
He's like, and a homeless guy asking her for food.
She's like, I don't have any. And he's like, oh my God. It looks like his eyelids have been removed and he can't blink.
This girl is a narc.
This girl is a narc, she said.
Because she waits for the crosswalk light.
I do too. Am I a narc? Oh,
I don't if no one's coming. I used to when I first started going downtown. Now that I work there, I'll cross in the middle of the street if no one's coming.
Okay,
I don't
you're
give
right.
a fuck anymore.
Yeah, when I was working at the library and I was trying to walk to the library downtown, I was like, I don't give a fuck.
She has so much food.
Is she has that, so much
who's
food.
Who's that all for?
Her, I guess. Is she doing a mukbang? Hey, leave us a comment if you want us to do a mukbang.
You can do a mukbang and I'll leave. And leave. You can just do it a solo mukbang.
In your apartment.
Yeah. I'll go to your house. Fuck, now I want mac and cheese and peas.
That mac and cheese looks atrocious. So she just gets like 3 containers full of like random comfort foods. So she took a picture of the
before. She
didn't
even record it for content. She can make money off that shit.
Mac and cheese, peas, mashed potatoes. Is she okay?
She like didn't eat most of it either.
No.
Yeah, 3 full takeout containers.
I guess leftovers are great. Okay, so she takes a picture of the after of her taking 3 bites. Oh, okay. I see the before and the after. So in the before picture, we see like a hand kind of reaching out toward the things. And then after picture, we see it's closer. And then she has another picture and you see that creepy guy like, ah. And then it looks like it pulls something. So he's like haunting her.
Haunting.
Sometimes I like to say the words how they are spelled, as God intended. Oh my gosh,
she got like ghost photo bombed by the homeless dude.
Okay, so he is controlling her arm, making her pick up peas, and then he's gonna be like, how, and he's gonna eat it. Oh, he made her open her mouth. How? Oh, so he's gonna make her keep eating until she
dies.
That's
the grossest shit to me. Eating stuff grosses me fucking out, dude. There's like movies about like people who like eat a lot, like horror movies, and I can't fucking watch that shit.
Okay, now he's adorable. This is so cute. He's just like feeding her and making her chew, And the way he's looking at her, like, it's so funny. And now I think he's cute. And her stomach is, like, visibly growing because she's eating so much I've eaten this much food today before today. I've eaten this much food today. Do I look fat?
Oh, God.
She didn't even finish any of these things, and she's dead. There was a Kirby commercial a long time ago when I was a kid. And now he gets to eat the leftovers. So there was this Kirby commercial where this guy was like eating everything and he got like so full and he exploded. That commercial is like seared into my head.
That's why I haven't watched like Super Size Me. I don't think I've ever said that out loud. How fucking like.
I'm fascinated.
Like. Mukbangs make me really nauseous to even like think about. I don't know what about it grosses
That's
me
so
out
crazy
so much.
That your yuck is so many other people's like super yum.
Ew, he's so creepy.
Okay, so she falls out of her chair dead because she ate too much mac and cheese and potatoes, and he sits down in the chair and takes a big bite and chews it up. So creepy. He does such a good job of being creepy. I want to find out who that guy is and follow him on Instagram.
He must have had like contacts in to make his pupils look huge or something, right? Like, maybe. Or was it just me? His eyes looked fucking creepy.
Let me see it again. Did he have those like black pupils that like are really creepy looking? It's so good. He's like so grateful. Look at this big smile on his face. And he looks at the camera. Yeah, they must have like blacked out the eyes.
He looks like he like used to work at Santa's workshop, but he got let go for like terroristic comments.
Yeah, he seems the type. Aw, I can fix him. Yeah, that was cute. I liked the, let's talk about, you know, the message. She is being greedy and she has two containers. That's the same exact thing. One of the containers she like eats some out of. She doesn't touch the other one. She could have given him that whole entire thing. She was a bitch and she died. And that will happen to you too if you don't give things to the needy. And it's not like.
And she barely touched it.
Right? Just for the gram.
For the gram.
Okay, so we're watching Ghost Rider, also A-Seam Official. A lady is at a laptop and she's typing and narrating to herself because we can't read. Also has both of her earbuds in. The door is opening and she has no idea. And I hate that for her. And the door closes. Okay. I didn't see what she was writing because I was talking.
What other movies and stuff are there where someone's like writing something and it's happening?
I can only think of one, and it's so amazing. Have you ever seen Stranger Than Fiction? It's not horror.
No.
It is so cute. So it stars Will Ferrell. But this, like, author is writing about this guy, and Will Ferrell is the guy, and he exists. And he starts hearing this narration, and you find out that it's being narrated by an author that's writing what's happening to him in his life. She has writer's block. Queen Latifah is her, like, writer's coach, and it's, like, so good. So, yeah, that was a really good movie. Thank you for mentioning that. There's also Death Note, where you write the person's name in the journal.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw some of that.
I love that shit. How he, like, eats the whole apple, butthole first. That's how I eat my apples now. The whole apple, butthole first. Ew. I have a friend who, like, if you do that, like, she freaks the fuck out. You just gotta go, Oh my God, she'll leave the room.
Her nails are very nice. Those are some nice clean nails.
Her sweater looks so cozy. Ooh, I love a cozy sweater. The ghost is riding now. Okay,
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, a ghost rider. Who's at the door? Nobody. It's just a ghost. A friendly ghost helping another ghost do ghost riding.
Even ghosts need to express themselves.
Especially ghosts. I wish ghosts could write to us on our laptops. I would get my ghost a special laptop just for him or her. So now the ghost is narrating what just happened when she went to check the door. And that there's a ghostly figure behind her. And it's grabbing her by her head and snapping her neck. The end. I didn't learn any valuable life lessons about that from that. What? Don't write?
What year is this? 1890?
New cat videos, 2024. Funny cat videos. Funny cats. All right. Cats loading.
A cat just fell into a bathtub.
Could have died. Oh my God. This is a horror.
This very menacing, angry-looking cat outside of a glass sliding door.
He's lurking. Oh, he's looking like he's the animals get inside. This is horror! Somebody just flicked a little plastic bottle at a cat. Somebody was walking by with a cat and hit him in the face. Horror. 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 Oh, I love kitties so much. They're so funny. I just don't want them. They poop and they pee and then they get their litter everywhere. I'm just trying to talk myself out of getting 5 cats.
Yeah, cats are something. Ain't that right, Wilfred? Oh, they can't see Wilfred's face anymore.
He's bashful.
He's more of a, he likes to be on the audio podcast, but not the video
podcast. He's just like, could not care less. And I love that about him. I wish I could be like that.
He looks very comfy.
I care too much.
I wish I could do that.
I tried to say I care too much and I care so much. And I said, I care too much.
I want a human size one of those. And I want to like curl up like that with like my, yeah.
Why doesn't that exist?
Yeah. Why aren't there cat? Why aren't there human sized cat trees?
You could call them human trees.
Yeah.
Is it trees? No. Those don't look comfy.
We wouldn't have to cut down trees because humans would have their own trees.
Oh my gosh.
That's the solution.
Sharks. Today, I'm coming to you with a revolutionary idea.
Human trees.
It's probably going to be $1 million per tree. I'll need at least $100 million. I bet one of the sharks would love that. They'd be like, you know what? I want that so bad.
It would need like a ladder or something.
All you'd have to do is take a water slide, deconstruct it different ways, bibbidi bobbidi boom. You got it. A tree. Just go sleep. Just go to the water park. Get in the slide. Go to sleep.
Oh, it's like when you would like go to the park or at recess, you would go on the playground and they have like the tunnel.
So, fun fact, at my elementary school playground, whenever there was like a tunnel or somewhere you could go into, it smelled like pee every time. Somebody, I don't know if it was students or homeless people at night, just be peeing in those things. And so I never went into them. Don't pee in playground equipment, please. Little PSA.
I was going to say something and then be like, thanks to viewers like you. Thank you.
That's so funny. I've been watching a lot of PBS lately.
I believe that. I tell people that about you.
Do you tell that?
You watch PBS when you go to sleep.
It's a big part of my, it keeps me going. PBS kids, no less, because they don't play infomercials. Mm-hmm. I hate being advertised to. Mm-hmm. They're just like, PBS is brought to you by McCormick Spices. They love mealtime with family. And I'm like, that's so wholesome. Thank you. You can advertise to me like that.
McCormick, love the taste. That's not their slogan.
Taste the family.
You know how I told you about how like Lucas Cruikshank, who played Fred and Jacob, had their show called The Bro Show?
Yeah, and they canceled it.
Guess what they released the other day is back. It's been gone for over 2 years.
It's because we talked it into existence. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, world. Let us know if there's anything else you want reunited and we'll maybe talk about them and then they'll do it. Well, yeah. We're Sam and Ash.
Yeah.
And we love to smash. We watched these 3 videos. Would you smash any of those ways of dying?
Getting whistled at by Mickey Mouse.
In the bathtub.
Oh, what was the second one? The eating one. And then...
We're just trying to remember what we just watched. We have to go back because we forgot the last thing that we just watched. Ghost Rider.
It was so boring that, like, it was a cool concept, but it was pretty boring.
Okay, so first one, no. Second one, no. Third one, yes. I would die like that. She just twisted her neck. That's my ideal way. If a ghost could just, like, come snap my neck, that'd be great. Thank you. Come at me, ghosts.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So you're no. You're pass. No smash for either 3?
I would smash Ghost Rider. Okay. Not hungry. Definitely not. And not Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. I love that. I love when we agree. It's okay when we disagree, but
we should fuck, marry, kill because there's 3 of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So fuck, marry, kill.
The creepy ghost and Ghost Rider, the homeless guy and hungry, and Mickey Mouse.
Okay. I already know my answer. I want to fuck Ghost Rider. I want to marry the creepy guy in Hungry, and I want to kill Mickey Mouse.
You just gave my exact answer.
Girl, yes. Oh my God, we're on the same wavelength. Okay, mind meld. One, two, three.
Horror.
House. We've got the first two letters right. Okay, horror and house. Okay, three, two, one. Haunted house.
Close enough. Girl.
I almost hit you in the face.
We finally did it.
Wow. We did it. I think we did it.
Nice.
We said it. Did you say horror house?
I just haunted. Said haunted.
Oh, I said haunted house. Yay, yeah. We did it. That we literally did it.
We did it. So
we did it a little extra.
Yeah.
We like extra did it. Yay. I'm so glad you were here for this, listeners, viewers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just me slumped.
I know. Look at the description or whatever to see how to follow us and shit.
Yeah. Slowly sunk down half the screen, I feel like. Bye.
We love you. Bye. I like how you sat back down.